Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. Thank you, star beings, for starting us off in that strong, clear voice with the power behind it. This is what we want to talk to you about today. They're saying, okay, we are all ears. We want to talk to you about how to maintain yourself, how to maintain your strength, your energy levels, your freedom to do exactly as you choose. Okay, that's good. Because to do exactly as you choose requires a certain amount of physical energy in the physical world. So we want to make sure that you know how to maintain your energy field, the flow, the health, the abundance of energy flowing through you from the higher realms. And we want to clear up something that some people misunderstand. Okay, what is it? Some people think, many people, humans who speak English, are used to using the word energy to refer to their physical vitality, the amount of physicalized energy they feel in their body. And when you tell them that you're downloading energy of higher frequency, they wonder why it makes you tired. All of our listeners may have periods of feeling tired after receiving downloads or transmissions of very high frequency energy, such as we pass to you through this podcast. This is the reason why. And we have explained this before, but we know that there are always new listeners, always people who need this information more and more and more. We are going to continue to transmit this kind of information through Susan to all of you for many years to come. There is never too much information available. Okay, let's circle back then to your answer about why people would feel tired after receiving a download of energy. Because we're talking about a different frequency energy, a higher frequency energy. Because energy has both volume and frequency. You have often compared it, and we appreciate this metaphor, so we're going to use it, to turning on the tap or the faucet in your kitchen sink. You can choose how much water you want to flow out through that faucet, and you can also choose what temperature you want it to be. You have two choices, two characteristics of the water that you get to choose. The volume of water flowing is like the volume of energy flowing through your body. When we send you a download of energy frequencies to attune your energy field and your physical form, we are increasing that flow. We are opening the faucet wider, and we are increasing what you're receiving from the higher dimensions, from your own higher self, from the source, from your many guides and supporters up here in these dimensions that you may not be aware of on a daily basis. Almost surely are not aware of on a daily basis, because very few people are. So the volume, the sheer volume, is a challenge to your body. In addition to that, we are channeling energy of much higher frequency than the energy now existing in your physical form and your energy field. And why is that? Because when your energy body is made of higher frequency energy, it can create a physical form that is healthier, that is stronger, that is capable of holding those higher frequencies. And this can help you attune to the voices of the higher dimensions, to your own higher self. It can help you flow more energy through you into your creations, into your new creations. As you are creating the new earth, in order to create the new earth, you need to be vibrating at a higher frequency on balance. Your overall frequency signature, you could call it. The overall balance of your frequencies needs to be higher. So why do you call it the balance? Frequency does not stay at a constant state in your field or your form. You have thoughts, you have emotions, you consume food and beverages, drinks, and they contain different frequencies. And they affect your body, they affect your mind, they affect your energy field. This is of no concern to us unless you are actively destroying your body or your mind with those consumptions. We're not worried about whether you eat or drink the right thing. There is no right thing you have to eat or drink to be worthy or able to receive high frequency downloads of energy, strong impulses of energy coming from the center of the cosmos. You are eligible simply because you are in a human form. You are a conscious human being. You are conscious enough to listen to us on this podcast, which differentiates you from about 99.9% of humanity. And you are most likely interested in receiving higher frequencies, improving your life, improving your health, improving your well-being, improving your ability to make wise choices in what you choose to create and how you choose to create it. You are most likely interested in learning the easiest, simplest, most effective way of creating what you choose to create in alignment with your higher self, because that is going to be the easiest, fastest, most effective way. Your higher self is always aligned to the source. So when you attune to your soul and yourself, you're attuning to the source. Okay, circling back again to the subject of why the energy downloads can make us feel tired. Okay, well, let me ask you once again, how does the download of high frequency energy affect our body and energy field? Why would it make us tired if it's energy? We've already told you about the volume increase that is a change for your body and energy field. The frequency increase, the higher frequency energy, also demands of your physical form that those particles that make it up dance even faster, that they vibrate at a higher speed. And this is a challenge, a big challenge to the physical form that was created of energy of lower frequencies. You see, it's already in the middle of its game and it's now being asked to dance faster, to vibrate higher at a higher speed. And it can adapt and it will adapt, but sometimes it takes days. And if you're frequently downloading higher frequency energy, it means that you may be tired for weeks at a time, for a long time. Every time you get very tired, you should just rest as much as you could and ask for our help. Ask for our help to attune your body as well as it can be attuned to those frequencies. Great, thank you. And you said you wanted to teach us how to maintain ourselves, our health and well-being in our fields. What would you say about that? Here's all you need to know about that. Place your attention on your heart every single day, every day. The best time is before you get out of bed in the morning. Because if you set your direction, if you open to the flow of the one before you arise, before your left brain starts to chatter and take over and tell you what you need to do that day, it will help to establish you, your connection, open the connection, receive what you need for the day, open you to guidance and direction about how to spend your time. You may even want to ask a question. You may want to ask your higher self and the source, what is the best thing we can create today? What is the best way to create happiness today? What is the best way to create abundance today? What is the best way to create joy? What is the best thing I can do for myself today? These are ways to maintain your health and your happiness. They're both equally important. You may ask indeed, and we encourage you to do so, what is the best way to improve your health today? And just let those questions enter into your field of consciousness, and they will draw to you during the course of the day. Impulses, guidance, direction, opportunities to fulfill those requests, to answer those questions. And what's the best way to open ourselves, our connection to our higher self and our source in the morning? Connect into your heart and see the white light, a big ball of white light, the full moon of white light, we call that. Pull through the golden light. Picture golden light pouring in there. Now reach up through your crown chakra just by turning your attention to the opening, the chakra above your head, and then at the top of your head. Those open your field to the source. All chakras open your field to the source, but these are very direct connections to your spiritual aspect. These are the chakras that have most to do with inner vision and inner hearing and spiritual direction. And pull down some white light. Your direction, your intention, your command will bring through the white light from the source, from the center of the cosmos. And you just pull that down through your body and just watch it flow down through and send it on, direct it on down through your arms and hands, down through your body, down through your legs and feet, and out into the multidimensional core of the eternal earth. That heart of earth is connected directly into the source as your heart is. And by sending the white light on there, you're, in a sense, cleansing your body. You're washing your field and your energy body and your physical form clear of lower frequency. You're tuning into the light. As that light ray penetrates the energetic heart of the eternal earth, it will pass on back into the source, and any lower frequencies will be attuned again to source energy. And then a great gift you can give to your physical body is to pull back up from that hearts of the eternal earth a similar column of white light containing all the earth frequencies that you need to maintain your physical form, your material security, your physical life on earth in every aspect. And we're pulling this back up now, showing you how it's done. We hope you've been following along. And you pull it all the way up and you send it out the top of your head into the heavens and just watch it disappear into the source of all that is. Take a deep breath. Pull that energy into your heart from above, from below. Sit in that white diamond light. Direct all your ley lines or axiatonal lines and energy meridians, the energy feeders of light that feed energy into your field and through your physical body, through your energy body, to open and flow with this diamond white light. Direct your energy centers to open and spin in clockwise in perfect working order at maximum, optimum speed, full optimum speed. Allow your mind to be still. Call in the golden light of your source self, your individuated self from the source field. Allow it to fill you, allow it to flow down from the heavens, up from the earth, in through your solar plexus, in through the source field within you, expanding out in all directions. Picture it any way that pleases you, any way it comes to you. This is your individuated source energy. Your powerful creation energy, the energy you use to create and the energy that creates through you on your behalf. Your higher aspects of consciousness are constantly creating for you on your behalf. This explains why unexpected phone calls and emails and other communications and events can suddenly arise in your field that are exactly what you need, because your higher aspects all know what that is, and they know the opportunities that exist that you don't know about. So allow them to work on your behalf. Open the door. What you're doing with these exercises of opening the energy feeder lines, the ley lines, the lines of light, and the energy centers or chakras, minor and major ones, all throughout your energy field and body, is you're opening the doorway, allowing yourself to be all that you are. Thank you. I wanted to know whether I should express to others, whether I should give to others the words that you gave me once, that my source gave me, my source self, my guides, to use in opening my field and connecting in the morning. This seems like an appropriate time. Okay. I always say I am one, and sometimes I turn around and say one I am. Soul, self, source, I am. But that's my thing. That's how I move my identity up into my higher frequencies, into the highest aspect of self. And here are the words that my guides gave me to say. I am the unity of body, mind, heart, and soul, allowing the electromagnetic power of source, and sometimes I say that I am, to flow freely through me now, inundating, radiating, healing, enabling me to embody all that I am. And at that point, usually some light language will come out of my mouth, but it's not necessary. Better if it does. If it comes, let it come, they said. And then I finish it by saying that every cell may radiate the love, the life, the light of all that I am. And most recently, I've started qualifying that by saying that every cell may radiate the love, the light, the life, the abundance, the prosperity, the health, the freedom, the wealth of all that I am. They're saying, okay, you don't have to say all that. If you just say all that I am, that covers everything. All that I am is all that I am. Thank you very much, star beings. We don't want to keep you too long today. We want you to attend to your own needs, each one of you. We want you to remember this and practice it, because this exercise of opening yourself to your higher self, opening your connection and to fully align with your higher self and the source, and to receive from your higher self, the source, your guides, everyone supporting you in the higher realms, that is the single most important thing you can do every single day. And allow yourself to rest when you receive the higher frequency energies. And if anyone asks you why it makes you tired to receive energy, you can explain that it's just like the faucet. You're increasing both the temperature and the volume, the frequency and the volume of the energy flowing into you, and it takes some time for your physical body to adjust. So be at peace, be well. We know that many, many, many people have had physical pain and suffering, illness, difficulties, exhaustion in these days and weeks and months and years leading up to this change. We now just want to leave you with a blessing for your physical form and well-being in every sense. Okay, great. Golden light of blessings, silver rays of light to reprogram your field and your form to the higher frequencies and the higher thought forms that you're seeking. Blessings on you all. We love you very much. From the higher realms of love and light. Amen. 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 Thank you, star beings, and thank you for listening, listeners. Thank you for being with us. This is Susan Rentsberger sending you love and light, asking you to please go to SusanRinsberger.com and join the mailing list. There's some changes coming about in the next few weeks that I'll be talking about next week for Voices from the Stars. And I just want you to make sure you can find us and you can continue to receive the blessings of the star beings. I'll put the link to the website in the information below. Thank you. And until next time, this is Susan Rinsberger, sending you love and light and blessings. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.